Obviously, I spoke to you earlier in the kitchen, remember? Can I come in? Well, your sister said we'd all have places to sleep tonight, but she totally miscounted the number of beds, and she said I could sleep in yours. Oh, come on. It's not that weird, is it? Don't make me leave, please? Listen, all the others are like super boring and are passed out asleep, so there's no room anywhere else. And I knew you'd have a really soft bed, too. I'm not being weird. I have a really bad back from all those stupid dorm beds they give us, and I don't like sleeping on the floor. No, no. You don't have to go somewhere else or sleep on the floor. It's not weird if we sleep in the same bed. I'm super tired after hanging out with them all day. So we'll both just sleep. Come on. We've known each other for like years now. Her and I have been best friends since first grade, so that makes you and I best friends by proxy, right? I know your favorite color, your favorite food, your favorite drinks, your favorite movie, and I even know that you're single. I'm just teasing, silly. There's nothing wrong with being single. I'm single too, you know? You aren't a creep or anything. I'm the one asking you if I can sleep in your bed. I've been at college for an entire year now, and I know a thing or two on how to tell if someone's an unsavory individual. Of course you are one. You've like never hit on me, unlike all those other guys in college. Everyone's trying to get some, and they never leave me alone because they know what I want. Have you ever been like that? Or like had experiences in college? Wait, are you a virgin? Oh my god, don't answer that. I'm sorry. I totally should have not asked that. It's okay if you are. I mean, I kinda am still. Oh my god, shut up. I totally am. What? You thought I wasn't? I guess you never really know people. I mean, I've never had sex, but I've done stuff. Like, masturbated. I mean, who hasn't? God, I can't believe I'm telling you this. Yeah. Blah blah, I'm super outgoing and somehow I've never done it. I just didn't find anyone that I liked enough. Well, not exactly. What about you? You probably have a bunch of girls on the brain, Anyone in particular? Sorry. Yeah, we were supposed to be sleeping, and now I'm talking your ear off about sex stuff out of nowhere. Okay, I'll stop being silly if you let me sleep here. So, may I? Please, I'm sleepy, and I'm already lying in your bed in my sleep clothes. I'll even turn around so you don't have to worry about me staring at you. Yes, finally, acceptance. Here, shove over. It's a little chilly. Can I have some of the covers? Gimme, you goof. Don't hug them all. If you don't give me some, I might freeze. That is, unless you plan on cuddling me. I'm just kidding around. I'm just cold and like company. That's better. Just don't worry. not gonna tell your sister. You better not wake up with your arm around me, though. Weird question. It's super normal to fantasize about people, so don't dodge the question. Come on, don't lie. You saw the way you looked at me when I came in, only wearing my tank top and sleeping shorts. Just admit it. Oh, fine. I'll stop poking. But just saying. I wouldn't mind if you did, because I have thought about you here and there a little bit, maybe a lot. Sorry, I hope my adjusting doesn't bother you. Hey, I'm not grinding against you, I just need to get into the right position. There we go. Much better. Much, much better. I don't hear you complaining anymore. You aren't enjoying it, are you? Well, you certainly feel something hard and nice. It's not wrong to like it. The feeling of your little sister's hot friend grinding against you. Because... I love it. I love feeling your cock against my ass like this. I know you feel the same. You're even thrusting a little. Just because I'm younger doesn't mean that it's weird. I'm old enough. We both are. Just let me feel it. I've always imagined what it would look like and feel like. It feels perfect. Even though I wanted to really, really badly, I didn't sneak in here while you were asleep. I wanted you to want me in your bed, even if I had to lie. Is that wrong? Is it wrong for me to do this? Is it wrong for me to want you? I had a lot of ideas of how to show you. I thought about asking you for help downstairs. I thought about sneaking in here and snuggling up while you're fast asleep. And if you didn't wake up, I thought about sucking your cock until you took me for yourself, Daddy. Is it okay if I call you that? It's okay if I call you Daddy. I can tell that you like it. You awake? It's me, Link, your sister's best friend. Hello? Obviously, I was bugging you earlier in the kitchen, remember? Can I come in? Well, your sister said we'd all have places to sleep tonight, but she totally miscounted the number of beds, and she said I could come sleep in yours. Oh, come on. It's not that weird, is it? Don't make me leave, please. Listen, all the others are like super boring and passed out asleep, so there's no room for anywhere else. I knew you'd really have a soft bed, too. I'm not being weird. I just have a really bad back from all those stupid dorm beds they give us, and I don't really like sleeping on the floor. No, you don't have to go somewhere else or sleep on the floor. It's not weird if we sleep in the same bed. I'm super tired after hanging out with them all day, so we'll both just sleep. Come on, we've known each other for like years now. Her and I have been friends since first grade, so that makes you and I best friends by proxy, right? I know your favorite color, your favorite food, your favorite drinks, your favorite movie. I even know that you're single. I'm just teasing, silly. There's nothing wrong with being single. I'm single too, you know? You aren't a creep or anything. I'm the one asking you if I can sleep in your bed. I've been at college for an entire year now, and I know a thing or two on how to tell if someone's an unsavory individual. Of course you aren't one. You've like never hit on me unlike all those other guys in college. Everyone's trying to get some, and they never know how to leave me alone because they know what I need. Have you ever been like that? Or like had experiences in college? Wait, are you a virgin? Oh my god, don't answer that. I'm sorry. I totally should have not asked that. It's okay if you are. I mean, I kinda am still. Oh my god, shut up! I totally am. What? You thought I wasn't? Well, I guess you never really know with people. I mean, I've never had sex, but I've done stuff, like masturbated. I mean, who hasn't? God, I can't believe I'm telling you this. Yeah, blah blah. I'm super outgoing and somehow I've never done it. I just didn't find anyone that I liked enough. Well, not exactly. What about you? You probably have a bunch of girls on the brain, Anyone in particular? Sorry. We were supposed to be sleeping, and now I'm talking your ear off about sex stuff out of nowhere. Okay, I'll stop being silly if you let me sleep here. So, may I? Please, I am sleepy, and I'm already lying in your bed in my sleep clothes. I'll even turn around so you don't have to worry about me staring at you. Yes, finally, acceptance. Here, shove over. It's a little chilly. Can I have some of the covers? Give me, you goof. Don't hog them all. If you don't give me some, I might freeze. That is, unless you plan on cuddling me? I'm kidding around. I'm just cold and I like company. That's better. Just don't worry. I'm not gonna tell your sister. I better not wake up with your arm around me, though. Hey, I was a little curious. Have you ever, like, fantasized about me? not a weird question. It's super normal to fantasize people, so don't dodge the question. Come on, don't lie. You saw the way you looked at me when I came in, only wearing my tank top and sleeping shorts. Just admit it. Fine, I'll stop poking. But just saying, I wouldn't mind if you did. Because I've thought about you here and there a little bit. Maybe a lot. Sorry, I hope my adjusting doesn't bother you. Hey, I'm not grinding against you. I just need to get in the right position. There we go. Much better. Much, much better. I don't hear you complaining anymore. You aren't enjoying it, are you? Well, I certainly feel something hard and nice. It's not wrong to like it, the feeling of your little sister's hot friend grinding against you. Because I love it. I love feeling your cock against my ass like this. I know you feel the same. You're thrusting a little. Just because I'm younger doesn't mean that it's weird. I'm old enough. We both are. I've just always imagined what it would look like and feel like. Just let me feel it. Oh. It feels perfect. Oh. Even though I wanted to really, really badly, I didn't sneak in here while you were asleep. I wanted you to want me in your bed, even if I had to lie. Is that wrong? Is it wrong for me to do this? Is it wrong for me to want you? I had a lot of ideas of how to show you. I thought about asking you for help downstairs. I thought about sneaking in here and snuggling up while you're fast asleep. And if you didn't wake up, I thought about sucking your cock until you took me for yourself. Daddy. Is it okay if I call you that? It's okay if I call you Daddy. You can tell that you like it. Don't worry, Daddy. Just let me have some fun with you. I'm getting really wet. Holy shit. You can feel it if you want. Serious. I'm grinding against your cock and I'm calling you Daddy. The least you could do is feel how wet you make me. You wanna. I want you to wrap your arm around me. I wanna feel your hand between my legs so you know how soaked I get from just grinding against you. Fuck, Daddy, you, yes, yes, you can finger me. Oh, I've touched about you so many times you can't count. Dreaming that you ignored your sister rules and just fucked me. Kiss me. Daddy, kiss me. Daddy. Fuck. How do you know what you're doing? Your fingers feel so good. I feel like I could come. I've never come from a guy before, but fuck, I'm shivering, Daddy. Daddy, I'm yours, Daddy. I just wanna come. I wanna come so fucking bad. Daddy, fuck. I can't take it anymore. Let me get on top of you. I hope I'm not too aggressive, but I just want to ride you harder and harder. Fuck. I need it. I need you. I can't stop. I'm trying not to moan too loud, but... Super sloppy. back and let me do this. I'll take those mounds as a compliment. You're probably already so close. I was so nervous before, like literally shaking before I knocked on your door. But I feel so comfortable doing this. It feels so natural to have your cock in my mouth. I just want to enjoy it and savor it. I can tell you. What's wrong? Does it feel bad? I'm trying my best to make it sloppy and I heard you running, so... Oh, you don't want the covers and not want to see me? You charmer. That's why I like you. Your cock tastes perfect, Daddy. I've used toys and basically everything I could to really learn how to take you deeper. Let me show you. Oh my god. Shh, quiet. Don't moan so loud, Danny. You gave me trouble for being loud. Maybe I want you to moan more. Maybe I want everyone to know that your little sister's friend is sucking your cock. I really want to taste you. That was one thing going through my head when I came. The thought of swallowing my daddy's cum, playing with it, savoring it. Oh, I've dreamt about it so much, Daddy. I want you to come in my mouth. Don't be shy. You've already made me come, and now it's my turn to help you, Daddy. Imagine all those times I flirted with you around the house in my skimpy outfits, teasing you, accidentally brushing against your cock. Imagine how I look up at you with a sweet smile. Now imagine me showing you a mouthful of your cum. Look into my eyes, Daddy. Look me in my eyes and calm down my throat. Come, Daddy. Come. Danny, you taste delicious. A perfect bedtime snack. Yum. Is it weird to say yum? Some girls say cum tastes like gross or weird, but yours tasted really, really good. Like, so perfect. I want another taste. It really surprised me, like a chat read in the back of my throat, and he kept coming and coming. There was so much. Come here, Daddy. Snuggle with me. After all, you agreed to sleep with me. I'm so sleepy now. Later, Daddy. Hold me. Thank you. I'm yours, Daddy. Your good little girl to snuggle with. Thank you for making me come.